Now, the top of the hour on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn presents the Green News Report.
More than a dozen people were killed, including 10 children.
First storm of the 2021 hurricane season makes deadly landfall in the United States. New study confirms the U.S. Southwest is much drier than just decades ago. The amount of heat trapped by the planet has roughly doubled since 2005. Plus,
a fee on electric vehicles, privatization of infrastructure, those are proposals that I would not support.
Senator Bernie Sanders draws bright red line against endless infrastructure talks.
All of that redlining and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
California is running out of water, and this time, just when we started showering again.
Wait, we're showering again? This is your Green News Report.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Okay, Desi Doyen, it's pretty early in the year, but here we go again.
Yes, as we go to air, Tropical Storm Claudette hit Gulf Coast states over the weekend, the first named storm to make landfall in the U.S. in the 2021 Atlantic hurricane season. Its torrential rains caused flash flooding that killed at least 14 people in Alabama, including 9 children who died in a 17-vehicle pileup. The tragedy highlights concerns that the official scale categorizing storms covers only wind speeds and doesn't communicate flood risk to the public.
That's been a problem now for several seasons in a row, and this was just a tropical storm, so, you know, people don't freak out about that, but there is a lot of rain, a lot of danger.
It's the opposite problem out in the U.S. West. Wildfires erupted and spread in the West after what turned out to be the hottest week in history for some regions last week. Wildfire risk in the West is intensifying due in part to an emerging mega drought plaguing much of the western United States. In a new UCLA study, researchers found the Southwest's hottest, driest days are much drier today than they were just a few decades ago. Literally, humidity on dry days during the summer has declined in the U.S. Southwest since the 1950s. And not surprisingly, the greatest decreases in humidity occur at the same time as the hottest temperatures. The decline is worse in California and Nevada, where humidity has dropped by one-third on the driest days. A different joint study by both NASA and NOAA finds that the Earth's atmosphere is now trapping an unprecedented amount of heat. Using satellite data, researchers measured what is known as the Earth's energy imbalance, the difference between how much energy the planet absorbs from the sun compared to how much it radiates back out into space. They calculate that the amount of heat trapped by the planet's atmosphere has roughly doubled since 2005 due to increases in greenhouse gas emissions, which is contributing to more rapidly warming oceans, air, and land.
You are nothing but good news today.
And it's just a reminder that climate scientists project that today's record summer temperatures will be tomorrow's average summer temperatures in coming decades.
If only we had listened to yesterday's climate scientists about, oh, I don't know, 30 or 40 years ago.
Another new study underscores that ditching fossil fuels will also save millions of lives from toxic air pollution. Pollution from cars and industry and even cook stoves creates tiny particles that can lodge in the heart and lungs. An international team of researchers examined comprehensive health data from more than 200 countries, calculating that in 2017, more than 1 million people died worldwide due to the burning of fossil fuels. Half of those deaths were caused by coal pollution. As negotiations over an infrastructure package drag on among several different groups of bipartisan congresspeople, Senate Budget Committee Chairman Bernie Sanders on Meet the Press on Sunday criticized Republican proposals to fund infrastructure repairs by raising the gasoline tax and imposing new fees on electric vehicles. Calling such measures a hidden tax on working Americans, Sanders cited recent investigative reports showing that billionaires and corporations frequently pay nearly nothing in federal taxes.
If it is regressive taxation, you know, raising the gas tax or a fee on electric vehicles or the privatization of infrastructure, no, I wouldn't support it.
You don't tax people using electric cars. You don't tax things that are good. You tax things that are bad.
Finally, some good news for the U.S. Virgin Islands. The troubled, polluting Lime Tree Bay refinery in St. Croix has announced it will permanently close due to multiple class action lawsuits and high debt. The Biden EPA temporarily shut down the refinery last month as a, quote, imminent threat to people's health after multiple accidents in which the plant rained oil droplets on surrounding communities and contaminated water supplies and released noxious gases that sent residents to hospitals. The controversial refinery had hastily been reopened by the Trump administration last year. While residents welcomed the plant's closure this week, they question how the region will recover from the harm the plant has already caused.
Oil raining down on the people.
Yep.
Glad they closed it. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks and the Twitters at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Please help Progressive Voices support the Green News Report by stopping by bradblog.com/donate.